Private money's long been used to bolster public schools. However, National School Reform Advocate says money once sought for education extras is increasingly being used for basics as traditional sources of money shrink. Howard Schaefer of Public Education Network says while other school districts may have a rainy day fund, no other area is targeting money like Madison.
Is certainly something that's interesting school districts, but we haven't seen anybody do it on the scale of what Madison has been proposing, which is to make sure that there's an individual endowment for each and every school in the district.
The Madison district is trying to capitalize on people's association and love of a particular school. Toward that end, a private group has started individual endowments for each one. Jody Bender-Sweeney heads the Foundation for Madison Public Schools.
There are people who will make a gift to East High School, West High School, wherever, that would never make a gift to us. So it's a way of allowing all those people to give to the place that really matters to them, and that's their own particular school.
For the past 2 years, the foundation only accepted donations for the whole district. Money wasn't earmarked, but rather lumped together. Now there are 52 endowments. There's one for each school, plus the initial group fund. There are also pots of money for special interests, like sports and music. Sweeney hopes that having more grants will reduce intense competition for a limited amount of money. Plus, there's a mechanism for accepting complex financial donations. Sweeney relates how a six-figure stock gift had to be turned down by the principal of a needy school.
And she said, you know, I couldn't put it in the whole big MMSD budget. She said, I couldn't manage it, and I had to say no thank you. And she said it broke my heart because that would have been a huge gift to this school.
Some critics say individual endowments will vary according to whether the school is located in a wealthy or poor neighborhood, but that's not necessarily true. Bender-Sweeney points out that a school in one of Madison's poorest areas was the second in the district to reach its goal, partially because the playing field is somewhat leveled in Madison's endowment process.
We have one gentleman who has given 10 challenge grants of $5,000 each, and as soon as the school raises $5,000, they will reach their $10,000 threshold.
Bender-Sweeney says the foundation also tries to link each school to community fundraising organizations. That way, the burden isn't solely on parent-teacher groups. For instance, retired college professors are soliciting money for Midvale Elementary. Those in the UW-Madison Retirement Association also contribute their time in the form of tutoring. Former law professor June Weisberger heads the group.
We asked around, particularly being interested in schools where there was a large percentage of children from low-income families. And Midvale was the one that we chose because it seemed to meet our criteria the most.
One of those volunteers is Joe Thorne. He used to teach law to college students. Now the Costa Rican-born professor helps Midvale Elementary students learn in their native tongue.
And she worked with Iget. She's a new student, first grader. I've got some things in here for you to do with her.
Okay.
Letters. I've got the cards in here, flashcards.
There are a large number of Hispanic students at Midvale, so bilingual teachers and tutors are necessary.
Kindergartners, este es una palabra muy importante. Este dice tengo, tengo.
Tengo una casa que está más grande.
Vamos a ver. T, E, N, G, O. Sílabas. Tengo, tengo.
Meanwhile, outside the classroom, Eget continues her lesson and tells her tutor about a favorite pet back home.
También mi perro se llama Pillo.
Que se llamaba como Pillo, porque era muy pillo. Pillo means rascal.
He had a dog named Rascal in Mexico. He just came from Mexico a little while ago.
Thorne volunteers a couple of days a week working with various students.
I'm just doing it because I guess I can't stop being a teacher, and I love working with kids. And then I figured I have some free time and to do something useful.
¿Cuántas letras tiene tengo, Joana? ¿Cuántas letras?
Members of the UW-Madison Retirement Association are trying out their tutoring efforts at Midvale. They hope to expand to other schools. As for the endowment fundraising efforts, three of Madison schools have reached their goal. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Cinco letras.
Entonces, aquí ustedes necesitan escribir en mi casa. ¿Cuántas palabras son en mi casa?
Tres.
Muy bien. Espacio. En